With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Did you survive the blizzard of Buffalo?
I did. I was not home with a six-pack. I don't think I've ever bought a six-pack. But
maybe of wine?
In the box? Well,
there you go.
Wicked had to open in the blizzard.
I know, and I was disappointed because I was supposed to go to the news event where you could meet the stage managers and talk to them, but that was Tuesday, right in the midst of our blizzard warning, so never got out to do that.
Be on the air, helping keep Buffalo safe. Well, it's fantastic. The logistics of Wicked are astonishing. And in case you haven't heard, it's here now for a three-week stay at Shays.
And they did put out, Shays did put out a lottery for it, too.
Right, there's a lottery.
Absolutely. And I know last week we touched on Proof a little bit.
That's the Pulitzer Prize-winning play opening up at the Kavanoke Theater. My week has kind of been occupied not thinking about the current week, but thinking about all of last year. You know, that they ask you at the end of each calendar year to do an assessment of the year. And when you write about the theater, it's difficult even to think in terms of this being the beginning of a year. It feels like the middle of one.
And you sent me your paper. I feel like a professor now because I can go through the whole. This is wonderful.
Give me a grade.
But you really looked at, you pulled out some of the more important things that have happened. We're seeing theater growth over this season.
We're seeing theater growth of a kind. We're seeing more younger, newer theater practitioners or people who haven't been in control of their own companies trying to have some control over their artistic output. And so you'll get things like Buffalo Public Theater. That's some seasoned professionals who are trying to venture out on their own. Or you get second generation trying to create their own theater. They did Into the Woods last year, or Raices, which had existed as a Hispanic community theater. They want to be a professional theater, but they only, you know, one weekend. People making inroads. By and large, we have many, many theaters serving fairly similar audiences. The Paul Robeson Theater, of course, on the east side, serving an African-American, a diverse and African-American audience. But as I look, it occurs to me that there are audiences not being served at all, not in the theater.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of audiences are being served by reality television. That's where you see someone like yourself, but not in the theater, at least not in Buffalo yet.
Well, and when we see the growth of our new population of immigrants coming into our community from different backgrounds, as you and I talked off air, from Burmese, Somalia, we want to know more about their culture.
Right. Dominicans. I had been watching a bit of the Spanish version of Dancing with the Stars. And it's called Mira Quien Baila, and it's interesting because it goes out across all Spanish-speaking countries, and you can see how people voting for the Puerto Rican, voting for the Mexican, voting for the... It's very, very a different kind of world. In the old days, and by that I'm talking early 20th century, when vaudeville still existed, there would have been live theaters for all of these groups. And that doesn't exist in the live theater. It's become a largely upper-middle-class event, which means predominantly white. And certainly there's diversity among white people. You can have a Jewish theater and a predominantly Catholic theater and an Irish theater and so on. But their audience is not being served.
Knowing all that, how would you offer advice to someone that is thinking about starting something that's diverse? What would they do to take that leap?
Well, I think you need to start small and start with the audience that you have. I think that community theater historically, traditionally, has been the way that this starts. You begin by telling your stories. And I think that this is uplifting and beneficial for all people. And I think that there are some efforts to help people in various communities of Buffalo tell their stories, various digital storytelling programs. These could evolve into theater programming around the city that would help build a sense of community and do all of the wonderful things for neighborhoods and for people that the arts can do.
One of the things in your 2013 highlights of the theater biz, the return of 710 Main, becoming a good place for theaters to kind of join and link into there to use their space.
It's a great space. We don't yet know exactly what this is going to turn out to be, but it is at least great to see it in use.
Well, we are halfway through the 2013-2014 theater season and much more to come. With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.